I'm Steve Berg, the poet who worked with Tom Chimes, the painter, and the Fairmount Park Art Association to create Sleeping Woman, which is a 1,200-foot-long line of poetry along the top of the retaining wall between the river and the grass. Tom was really inspiring. Yes, he was. There was no other artist I would have thought of to work with. Physically, the line is totally his. Tom decided how it was supposed to look. He chose the typeface, he chose the size, he chose the spacing, he chose the placement. Tom would call it a sacred place.
I believe that when we say this place in itself is important, it's the same as the old distinction between what was sacred and what was profane. The sacred was in a circle and the profane was outside.
When you come out from under the bridge that's made of rock or stone and you see that huge expanse of river, that's amazing. It was a place where I felt different from the way I felt anywhere else. And Tom felt the same way. And he talked about climbing in the cherry trees when he was a kid out there. How can you know what it means to be here is the way the line begins.
How can you know what it means to be here in the clear silence without need, listening?
I had not been able to do it for 9 months. And one day, boom.
Voices hover, breathe on the abyss, are the abyss.
While I was writing the line, these phrases, which I guess I was attached to, just surfaced.
Nothing sweeter than sleeping with your love.
There's a quote from Thoreau.
Broken on meeting of two eternities.
Sophocles, Emily Dickinson.
Of death's tremendous nearness.
Wallace Stevens.
How can you face the edge of time?
I wanted the line to be invisible, okay? And from even a short distance away, it is invisible on the wall. I mean, I've seen people sitting on the line and fishing. They don't even know it's there.
Love has shaken me, like wind rushing down from the hills, hitting a grove of oaks.
If you just observe nature, even in a casual way, you can see how impermanent things are, right? They die, they grow, because it's everybody's fate. So we thought we would try to limit its lifetime, so to speak, and in that sense, make it a part of nature. When we commissioned the company in the Midwest to create a glaze for the letters and all that, we said we don't want it to last more than 15 years. And the thing is still out there. But I'm glad it's there. I am.